USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midway through a three-day state visit to Great Britain, President Trump renews criticism of London's mayor. During a news briefing in London beside the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump said that Mayor Sadiq Khan has done a poor job and shouldn't be publicly criticizing the U.S. president. Khan did, in interviews prior to Trump's arrival, saying that he was sorry to see his nation throwing the red carpet out for President Trump. Meanwhile, Trump also discounted reports of large protests.
I didn't see the protesters until just a little while ago, and it was a very, very small group of people put in for political reasons. It was fake news.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam calling for a special session of his state's lawmakers to take up gun control legislation after the deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach on Friday. He's calling for efforts to pass common sense public safety laws. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was keynote speaker at the Susan B. Anthony Gala in D.C. last evening. That's an annual event hosted by the Susan B. Anthony List, which works to advance a pro-life agenda. Haley telling the audience,
I will always encourage people to use the power of their voices on behalf of freedom, justice, and life, because you can't truly stand for America if you don't stand for all Americans, including the babies who don't yet have a voice.
Haley saying life in many respects is valued and protected in America, except when it comes to abortion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surging up more than 400 points at times this morning on trade news and a rebound of tech shares. The Nasdaq's been up about 125 points. New York State could become the first state in the nation to ban cat declawing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More than 40 new cases of measles have been reported, and that brings this year's total of the cases of measles in America to 981, now the worst outbreak since 1992. The CDC is working with affected state health departments in an effort to control these outbreaks, but the CDC is also urging people to get vaccinated. They say that before the measles vaccine, up to 4 million people would get measles every year, and that led to 48,000 hospitalizations and about 500 deaths every year. California Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole for convicted Manson family murderer Leslie Van Houten. The state's parole board recommending parole for Van Houten, but Newsom overruled it. He commended the 69-year-old for her efforts at rehabilitation, but expressed concern that she could still be a danger if released. She was a 19-year-old follower of Charles Manson when she took part in the murder of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles. This is the third time a parole board has recommended her release. And a screening of the gay marriage episode of children's TV show Arthur is happening after all in Alabama. First United Methodist Church Buckingham will show the episode where a teacher marries another man on June 15th. The screening being partially sponsored by the South LGBTQ Film Festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.